Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show, Kelly Schultz, alongside the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, congratulations on the win. Very important 3 points your team takes back out of this weekend. At least you got the split.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, thank you. It was obviously a really, really important game for us in terms of having any hopes of climbing up in terms of, you know, the standings. But you know what? It feels nice to be rewarded finally for just a solid 60 minutes. I thought for the most part we were the better team all game long. Had the better of the play. I mean, obviously they got some shots there at the end when they pulled their goalie, but I just thought we played a real solid game, and it was nice to see us get rewarded.
Well, it was nice to see Cicely Nelson get rewarded. You put her up there on that top line with Lauren Miller and Summer Thibodeau, and they had some great chemistry today, didn't they?
Oh, they did. I thought Lauren Miller was the best player on the ice. I thought she was. She just kept putting pressure on him with her speed. You know, she created that goal by pushing their D back, runs a little crisscross, and then Nelly wired it. And that was nice. So, but I thought Lauren really had a strong game for us and created a lot just in terms of offense. Nice to see her get that empty netter too.
The goal that took back the lead, Alexis Joyce and Abby Haluska come racing up the ice, and you love seeing that kind of a play and you get that odd man rush. You know, your team's had that happen against them, but talk about how important that goal was, that part of the game, to get that lead.
Oh, huge. I mean, we had the TV timeout right before that, and we talked about somebody making a play for us. And I told AJ, I walked up and said, you got to pick your spot. You got to pick your spot. And, we win a draw. There's a play at the blue line. And she picked her spot, obviously, made the play, got it by their D, and took off on a 2-on-1. And obviously the key was Abby driving to the net, because that forced their back checker, number 9, to come back hard. And AJ just threw it across, and it hit their player and went in the net. And what a big goal.
Oh, it was a great goal. I originally thought that Abby had tipped it in, but after watching the replay several times, you're right. That was a huge play just to have Abby on that side. She should have gotten an assist just for drawing
well,
their player out.
Yeah, I mean, that was her driving the net forced their number 9 to come back hard, and we got a bounce. You know, last night I thought they got some bounces. Tonight we got a bounce. Turns out to be a big one.
And Brittany Mullett getting another win, her 9th of the season, 30 saves on the day. She looked pretty good on all the saves that she made. She came up with some really big
ones.
Yeah,
she came up big down here at the end. We had some we didn't play some situations the way we'd like to, and she was there to bail us out. But you know, we've seen that for 4 years now, and just fun for the girls to be singing in the locker room for the first time in a while.
Oh goodness, yes, these 3 points so important as you get ready for the final regular season games at home against the Mavericks, who the Mavs were beaten today by Ohio State. Those bottom four teams are just going to battle to the bitter end there for those spots, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this obviously clinches. We can't finish any worse than 7th now. But they're obviously going to want to end their regular season on a high. They've been playing better hockey. We know we're going to have our hands full again. It doesn't matter who we play. The bottom line is we got to go back home. We got a great opportunity to take care of business for ourselves, and it'll all start Friday night at 7:07.
What do you guys need to do to beat the Mavericks? Obviously, they took a shootout win against Ohio State. In this league, anybody can win. What's going to be key to getting?
Well, I think just continue to play the way we're playing, Kelly. We got we're creating opportunities. I like the way the pace that we're playing with. And we just got to find ways to get pucks by their goalie, because we'll see another good goalie next weekend. But I just like the way we're playing, and obviously this will be a boost for the girls, and we're going to go back and we'll take Monday off. We'll go celebrate with the men, their McNaughton Cup celebration on Monday at 4:30 at the Green Mill, and we'll take part in that, and then we'll get after it on Tuesday.
Coach, before I let you go, I know we talked about Cicely Nelson, and we talked about Alexis Joyce and their big plays today, and of course Lauren Miller with the empty netter and the assist on Cicely's goal early on. But I got to mention Haley Mack. She looks so good out there today. She had 7 shots on net and had some great looks for your team too. Could have put a few away. So impressed by the speed of this.
Yeah, again, I thought Haley's line was another factor for us tonight. Just tilted the ice just about every time they were on the ice and spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. And she and Kiki and Bailey were working well together. They were utilizing their speed, and it would have been nice to see them get rewarded in terms of goals. But You know, you can build momentum with the kind of shifts they were having. They certainly helped. They certainly helped us today.
Coach, enjoy the win. We'll see you back at the Sanford Center. Congratulations again on a big win.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Binning Communications post-game show.